Number one, 91.3 FM.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's Killer, Killer. And you are listening to Power FM 100% Zed and Afro. Hits all day.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Art Hobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hichilema to address African mining in Durban.
SRA confirms full payment for farmers nationwide.
South Africa to withdraw troops from UN mission in DR Congo.
And finally, in sports news, Zambia sell sealed back to back AFCON futsal qualification.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front, and we live news every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
President Hakainde Hichilema is expected in South Africa to attend and deliver a keynote address at the Investing in African Mining Endeavour 2026. The Mining Endeavour is scheduled to take place from February 9th to the 12th, 2026 in Cape Town, South Africa, under the theme Stronger Together, Progress Through Partnerships. Acting Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Rodney Sekumba said the President's attendance also reflects government's commitment to using the mining sector as a driver of economic growth, industrialization and sustainable development. He said the engagement comes at a time when Zambia continues to advance a wide-ranging reform agenda focusing on regulatory certainty, transparency, stronger institutions and the adoption of modern mining technologies to support growth. Speaking in a statement issued to Power FM News, Mr. Sekumba noted that these reforms have contributed to improved global investor confidence in Zambia's policy environment, governance standards and predictable rules-based engagement. Mr. Sekumba says Zambia's participation aligns with ongoing global discussions on access to critical minerals, resilient supply chains and sustainable resource development. He also disclosed that on the sidelines of the conference, President Hichilema is expected to hold bilateral engagements with mining companies, institutional investors, development partners and fellow heads of state. The President will further take part in high-level policy dialogues aimed at strengthening cooperation and attracting investment into Zambia's mining sector.
And within a separate development, the Food Reserve Agency, also known as the FRA, has completed payments to farmers across the country who supplied maize and paddy rice during the 2024-2025 crop marketing season. Speaking within an interview with Power FM, FRA Public Relations Coordinator John Chipandwe confirmed that all funds owed to farmers were dispersed to participating banks, which are responsible for releasing the funds to individual beneficiaries. Mr. Chipandwe explained that only about 1% of farmers are yet to collect their payments from the banks, emphasizing that the FRA received the full allocation from the government by 10th of January 2026 and immediately released the funds for processing. He said farmers were offered three payment options, mobile money, bank transfers and over-the-counter payments, with the latter being the most preferred. However, Mr. Chipandwe noted that some delays were experienced and that is mainly due to the time that was required to have these payments dispersed to the said farmers. He further went on to state that they need time to validate mobile money numbers as many farmers use different numbers for general communication from those registered on their mobile money accounts.
We have actually paid, according to us as FRA, we have paid all farmers countrywide. Why am I saying we have paid all the farmers countrywide? It's because all the money that we were owing farmers that supplied maize, as well as paddy rice during the 2025 crop marketing season, was actually disbursed to all the banks that are required to pay the farmers. So the monies for the farmers are right now in the banks, which is the second last process of paying the farmers, because the banks that we have engaged are responsible for giving out the funds to the actual farmers countrywide.
In another special development, A 20-year-old University of Zambia student has sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred at the institution's greatest campus in the early hours of February 7, 2026. Police say Zanele Sichonga was hit by a motor vehicle around 3:30 hours while allegedly crossing the road within the UNSA premises. According to Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi, the victim was rushed to Levi Mwanasa Hospital, where she is currently admitted and receiving medical treatment. Mr. Chilavi said the vehicle involved is a Toyota Mark X, registration number CAG1877, driven by 29-year-old Stephen Lombe of Chamba Valley. Mr. Chilavi further revealed that after the accident, a group of suspected students allegedly mobbed and assaulted the driver and damaged the motor vehicle. Officers later rushed to the scene and rescued him. He sustained injuries and was taken to Levi Mwanasa Teaching Hospital, where he was treated and later discharged. Meanwhile, police have dismissed as false and malicious claims circulating on social media, alleging that the driver is the son of Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbo. The service has clarified that there is no relationship between the two. Mr. Chilavi stated that preliminary investigations indicated that the accident happened when the pedestrian was crossing the road and was struck by an oncoming vehicle. Investigations are ongoing. The driver is expected to face formal charges.
And developing elsewhere, Kabwe Municipal Council has intensified garbage collection in public areas under the ongoing Keep Kabwe Clean campaign. The Council Public Relations Officer, Peter Sukwa, says waste has so far been collected from key trading areas including Mine Market, also Kawama Market, among many others. Mr. Sukwa has urged Kabwe residents and market users to desist from indiscriminate dumping of waste, emphasizing the importance of proper waste management. He encouraged residents to make use of designated waste bins, noting that the responsible disposal of garbage will help keep the district clean and improve public health.
In international news, South Africa has announced the withdrawal of its troops from a United Nations mission in the DRC. President Cyril Ramaphosa's office said on Saturday that he had informed the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres of the decision. South Africa has supported the United Nations Organization Stabilization Mission in the DRC for 27 years and has more than 700 soldiers deployed there. The presidency said Pretoria will work jointly with the UN to finalize the timelines and other modalities of the withdrawal, which will be completed before the end of this year. He said the decision to leave MONUSCO was influenced by the need to consolidate and realign the resources of the National Defense Force. Pretoria said, however, it will maintain close ties with Kinshasa and continue to support regional continental and the UN efforts to bring lasting peace to the DRC. MONUSCO's mandate is to counter the many rebel groups who have been fighting for decades in eastern Congo, a region that has recently seen an escalation in fighting. When its mandate was extended in December, it had a total of nearly 11,000 troops and police deployed in the country.
And still within international news, after the leaders of Uganda and Tanzania held bilateral talks at State House in Dar es Salaam on Saturday aimed at enhancing cooperation between the two countries, host President Samia Suluhu Hassan and a Tanzanian counterpart, President Yoweri Museveni, said discussions have focused on trade, infrastructure and regional peace. The meeting underscored the deep-rooted connections between the neighbors, which date back to the 1960s when both nations gained independence from Britain. Hassan said the construction of the East African Crude Oil Pipeline project was on track, with oil transportation expected to commence in July. The $5 billion electricity, or rather electrically heated crude pipeline, will be used to export oil from Ugandan fields through Tanzania's Tanga port. Both presidents highlighted the project as a model of the strong bilateral relations between the two countries. Talks also covered plans to integrate rail networks, the construction of natural gas and petroleum pipelines, and reducing trade barriers. Museveni's visit to Tanzania comes just weeks after he won his seventh term in office in Uganda's contested elections. It was also the first visit to Tanzania by a foreign head of state since his disputed October 2026 poll that returned President Hassan to office. We take a short break and we return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best quarters Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News.